We have baggage for days, levels to cheating, and excuse me, don't touch my hair. Stay with us.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Don't touch my hair.
Don't touch it.
Don't do it.
I just want to sip coffee. Don't do it, players. You know? I just want to have a nice,
especially if you ain't got
tea.
The same kind of hair as me and you want to exploit mine because you feel like that's a thing to do. That's
I'm
not
a
okay.
Pet.
Research. You know what? It was so appropriate. We know this ain't the 90s vibe, but this was so perfect.
So perfect. Yeah.
So perfect for the episode. What's up, guys? You are at the Love Is After show. We are discussing season 1, episode 4, His Answers. We have so much to talk about. We got levels to cheating. We got black exploitation for profit. And we are talking about women's voice opinions and the difference between fine, quote, fine, and quote, bet.
I bet.
I bet.
Because that's been through generations.
I bet.
But.
You bet.
Before we get started, we are going to introduce our lovely host for the night, starting with my love on the left.
What's up, everyone? It's Tanir.
Hey, y'all. It's Portia Carter.
Hey, it's Rocky Harris.
And it is Takira Shabray here. I feel like it, like the song has like gotten me kind of like
in a real like a, smooth
right. Right. Yeah. So, like get like, this
stress levels are winding right. down.
What are y'all most excited to dive into tonight? Overall thoughts. I know, right? Real quick overall
so
thoughts.
Much.
It was a lot.
I'm just, you know, the door is here. The door. The door. I'm over it. I'm really over it. Like, the show would be over with me if I was married because I'm
having a lot of fun with
he
these
just
doors.
Has, yes. He just has a lot of nerve. And I think a lot of men, not all, but a lot of men have this same ego when it comes to women. They feel like, oh, you have to wait on me. But even though you slammed the door in my face and you living with your ex-girlfriend and you ain't got no job and you ain't been paying none of my bills, I've been taking you in. You stay with me the night.
Rant.
Literally. And you have the nerve to be mad because I moved on and I didn't hear anything from you for what, how many days? Like she said, we've known each other for 3 days and you've been gone for 2. Mm. So I'm asleep.
All right.
Literally, with somebody else.
You just went in, Rocky.
She did. Yasir does that to, you know,
man,
to us, you know.
I think it was the song that kind of gave me some peace and calm about it. Because I was, yeah, I know, I'd be ready to fight him.
Always.
But always. I was on edge, like I was stuck. Watching the end of the show, like I couldn't blink, I couldn't move. I'm like, what did I just watch?
No,
so
really.
I'm ready to talk about all of it because I didn't agree with so many things tonight. Mm-hmm. Okay,
I want to talk about the levels of cheating because the conversation that they were having. I feel like I've sat through those with
okay.
guys or no. I was saying with friends.
I'm sorry.
Guys, hello. People trying to give me, trying to get me in trouble.
Said, I know what my love is at home.
No, but yeah, I definitely want to get because like I've heard those conversations, I've been involved in them, just in terms of like, nah, man, like I was just doing, you know, and just like kind of like from the male point of view on things. So
that's yeah, deep. I mean, I'm interested on that.
She's
too,
like, I am sure. too. Play
it's,
out.
It's one of those levels of, what'd you say, generations? Because that's another thing. But yeah, I'm right there along with you. I think the right to get upset is kind of what I wanted to dive on into. Because, you know, like Rocky said, how dare you? Like,
I get to be upset about so many things.
Right. All right. Well, let's get on into it. Well, we're going to dive into the episode. I do want to remind you, if you are joining us live, feel free to comment. Let us know what you want to talk about. And we are on iTunes. So if you are listening to us on iTunes, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Five stars.
You can leave a comment. Five stars. And
hashtag.
You can continue there. But let's dive into it. First topic that I want to kind of talk about is it was definitely highlighted again, black culture. And it being exploited for profit, for the enjoyment of others. We see Norman.
Jared.
Yeah, that's the first one, I think, when everybody... We can dive on into that.
He
Jared touches Angela's hair.
Which we're assuming he's the EP of the show.
He's the EP of every show that they're trying to have.
Right. The EP executive producer.
Right.
Yeah, because Norman said he just slap his name on all his stuff.
Right.
So.
Right. Okay. Exactly, yeah.
And so that's basically Keith's boss.
Right. It's. I mean, he's everyone's boss.
He's pretty up there.
He's the man.
He's pretty, literally.
Right.
Literally. But
he's a disrespectful man.
What? So were you angry?
Yes, I was very angry because, first of all, I understand you see something you don't see on a regular, but don't come over here and touch me. If I didn't invite you into my area, stay over there. Yeah. I have to invite you in for you to feel welcome enough to put your hands on me. If I don't touch me. Like, yeah. He just got to caressing and pulling her hair like, who do you think you are? I don't know where your hands been.
Right.
I don't know you.
I just think it's weird. I think it's weird that, like, I see different textures, types of hair, and nothing in my body or mind makes me want to go and fill on someone. That's just weird to me. So, and that's happened to me before, especially,
I asked first. I'd be like, can I touch your hair?
You know? But, like, a black girl, I don't feel weird asking. Like, I wouldn't feel weird touching you guys' hair because I'd be like, oh, okay, you got a cute new style, whatever. But even just outside in regular life, I just don't have this urge to be like, oh my gosh, your hair is just so different. Is it hair? Of course it's hair. It's just different texture.
Do you think Angela handled it the right way?
As best she could.
She didn't say anything.
She'd had no choice.
She had
well, she
no
had a
choice.
Choice. She had a choice, but she chose her check. So
she did.
It was more so of like, unfortunately, she's put in this position where she cannot speak her mind. Otherwise, she won't have the position to be able to speak her mind in the future.
Right.
So, unfortunately, as black people, we have to choose. We are put into those situations where we have to make a choice, whereas our white counterparts, the life is given to them, which is why they feel so welcome to it. They go up to each other or go up to us and they touch and they feel and they experience something because they feel like, oh, well, it's my privilege to be able to do that.
It's
I can't.
Not
nothing's
okay.
Nothing's no. taken right. away from them. Everything
it's
is
not
open.
Okay.
Like the N-word.
Like you said. I mean, I do say that's
why she said Madam T.J. Walker was telling her to whoop his butt.
Right. Because
he deserved it.
Yeah. And I mean, like you said, I mean, if you ask, because I've asked people before.
Yeah. I ask all the time before I get to touch it. Can I touch your hair?
It's like, oh my God, look at
it. It's your body.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is.
I feel like there was the collective gasp, like when that happened, because even I was like, ooh.
Like everybody like,
yeah, like how Kadeem Hardison was just like, man, thank you so, because he knows there was just there could have been
it
a serious
like, he literally got up out his
explosion,
seat like,
it was like,
I don't know what's about to happen.
And when you see that in real life, you're just like, oh, we like.
But have y'all been asked for someone to touch your hair?
Oh yeah, all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I get asked all the time.
Not all the time. In a professional setting. I've had it happen to me in a professional setting.
All the time.
Oh no, not
I mean, but other black people though.
Yeah.
And oh, well, no, I'm talking about white people.
No, nobody. I promise you, nobody Caucasian has ever asked me to touch my hair.
I've been asked several times. But I think it was fun. Oh no, no.
Oh no, I was gonna say when I was younger, I had like the mini fro going, and people would always want to be like, hey, let me put, you know, and it was just like there was no asking. It was just like
putting down your fro. Like making sponge
put the hand,
oh my gosh.
Put the hand in it and be like, oh.
Yeah, it's just weird.
But specifically white people, not like black people. And, you know, it was
like,
oh, white people.
Yeah, because we know what our hair
is like. Oh, let me touch it, man. Like, you know, you'd be like, ah.
Right.
You know?
Right. It's like,
who knew I wanted that grease on your hand on my hair?
Yeah, like, I'm going to pick out.
But I do think it was funny that Norman, that he had this whole double standard because he was like, oh, hey, this is not okay to touch her hair. But then he also kind of vents about, well, I don't want my show to be used for the entertainment and be exploited for profit just to gain a buck of, you know, other groups or other cultures.
But that's because Jared emphasized it. When he went to touch her hair, he was so amazed that he's like, oh my God, we need this. We need this culture. You know, put Wendy in the forefront. Make her do this. Make her do that. Like, he took the whole like hair thing and turned it into, oh,
sassy black woman.
These people are sassy. Right. They have these, you know, sassy looks. Put them in the forefront and let's make this money off of them, basically.
Right. Yeah. And not just that, Keith bringing it up to Norman. I think it's kind of what, you know, that connection, that conversation that they had, and they were like, hey, Norman was like, I don't want this to be another Marvin where we just exploit and like put such an emphasis and an aggressive stereotype on this one thing so that we can toss the big bucks onto somebody else.
And
so,
correct me if I'm wrong, hasn't she had the same hairstyle like the whole time? Like, has he not seen her? Like, Angela?
Well, he probably is coming down to
it's
the
like
set.
Just like once a time, once, you know, it's just like let me put my name out on it. Okay, we got a new show. I'm out. I won't see you.
Yeah, but
again.
The thing about that is they have never been in a room with Jared before because he clearly said when he allowed them in, he was like, oh, we see that you are some of the people who get, you know, walked over.
Right.
Your opinions are not heard.
Right.
So welcome into this room. We want to do a black woman, make her fabulous and sassy, basically.
And have a story. Besides just opening the door and saying, what's up?
Have an opinion. I love that Angela was, she said, made it a point, like, I'm fourth on the credits, and Nori has no credits. Did y'all pick that up?
Yeah. I did.
That was a little sad.
Love it. A little sad?
Yeah.
Really? What do you mean?
Because Nori ain't got no credits, and she do a lot of work for that department.
Yeah.
Do you think it was more like a little bit of competition, like, between the two?
That's
like,
what I took. That's what I took.
See, like,
I was feeling bad on Nori's part because she's not on the credits.
Mm. I guess I was more so proud for Angela because Nori's been getting a lot of light, and you know she.
But Angela's actually has her name on the credits.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, I feel like
she pointed that out. Like,
I guess so. I mean, that's how I took it.
I didn't feel a rivalry.
Neither.
No.
I mean, not really a rivalry.
I could have seen it, like, when she said that, I could see how someone would take it like that, but...
Mm-hmm. I think I just meant to, like, get it right. Like, Angela's making sure that, like, the strength, maybe she made sure that her name was on it versus Nori, she's so passive. And, like,
Even Sean
was like, oh, I knew she was too, like, trusting. Is she that way because she's too passive and she doesn't have any credits because she's not standing up for what she, for her voice, so to speak. So I was just happy to hear that Angela had something because I didn't want it to be yet another here. Nori gets all of this light. And I mean, I've commented on the YouTube comments before, like when people talk, but it's not just dark skin versus light skin, but Nori tends to have a little bit more light. She tends to, if y'all notice, like the type of clothes that she, like her brand and her like name brand stuff, Nori normally wears. I don't know if anybody else has noticed that. And Angela doesn't. So
I think they go into the stereotypes of them being dark skin and light skin because light skin is tend like. We get associated with being soft or, like, being passive. Yeah. And Angela's dark skin, so they get associated with being, like, more aggressive. And it's like, well, no, she's not more aggressive. She's just not going to take... She's not going to settle for something that she doesn't deserve. So she's going to go above and beyond to get... To work for what she wants. And if Nuri's going to not do that, then that's kind of on you.
It's her fault.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly. I just think Nuri's really sweet. She's just such a sweetheart. Like, her heart is super big and fluffy.
A little naive.
She's very naive.
Yeah, sure. A little naive. Because she definitely woke up the next day and was like, I forgot to be mad at your seer. I'm like, ah!
What? Because we didn't.
The door?
Because we didn't.
Yeah. Ain't no forgetting. Do you remember the door in your face?
Yeah, we gonna,
dreaming.
We're going to talk about that.
Dreaming about him.
That double standards. But before we get started on our next topic, we got a little favor to ask of our amazing AfterBuzzers.
Yes. Hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. Like us, duh. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailored for you. I'm sorry, it's a little bit of a typo. That's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow and flourish. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yay, yay.
Yeah. I like that. Okay.
Yay, yay.
The West Coast love.
Yes,
here,
indeed.
You know?
That's right.
Is that West Coast?
Somewhere. Very much Ice Cube.
Oh, Ice Cube.
Right. He's the originator.
He said very much. He knows.
Right. Okay. We got to talk about this whole double standard thing. So,
The double standard, which...
Stressful.
It was a little stressful, yeah.
Which is very stressful.
We'll talk about, let's talk...
The cheating?
Let's talk men versus... We'll talk the cheating first. Yeah, why not? We'll talk the cheating first. So, we meet Sean. We get a little bit more... You know, I like that we got a little bit more backstory on Sean this time
around. I'm glad we finally get to see Camille.
We finally get to see Camille. Yeah. And we know that his daughter's name is Mia. Like, I mean, we're like learning all these things. Like, wow.
And we get to see the older him.
And we get to see the
older
him. Yeah.
So Tim Reed coming through.
Yeah. You know?
Okay. Everybody was like, oh.
Right.
We all had our 90s nostalgia. Right. Oh, sister.
Right.
Exactly. But Sean is so adamant about this whole, I am entertaining, I'm getting entertainment attention from this internet because she gets on my nerves, and it's cool. Tanir, I'm gonna let you
segue to Tanir.
Yeah,
right,
I'm gonna let you maybe give your thoughts on this one because I mean you know you got three. Because
we all
games,
heard the conversation,
you know.
Right? Right.
Yeah.
And so, I think the pivotal part of it was when he was talking about he's like, you know, it's not cheating. I'm just in there, you know. She doesn't
when
give
she
me
gets
attention.
On my nerves.
When she gets on my nerves,
and I need some attention, you know, going in there. so weird. And I've
basically saying it, everything's okay because he's here,
right? And I feel like it's one of those things, like, where for guys it's kind of like, hey, if I didn't physically do nothing, like, it ain't, you know, I mean, that's kind of the mentality. I'm not saying it's right, no, but it's, I feel
the bare,
like,
minimum is what you're saying.
It's definitely the, you know, that kind of mentality, like, hey, it's not like she was here, like, and we were banging it out on the bed, you know, it was just online, you know.
I wish my husband on my face.
That's what I
just zoom in.
I wish we could. I wish we could have filmed for the audience just their faces, like, when this whole thing is going. Because I was looking, and I was like, especially Portia. She was like,
I mean, when did this start? That's my question.
That's,
I know that, you know, they talk love languages. If you haven't read the book, it's kind of useful. It's pretty useful, but love language normally for men is more physical, and women are more emotional. Mm-hmm. But when did it start? I feel like this is kind of like common sense. I feel like that's when you have to ask your question of if. If the shoe were on the other foot, would you be upset? Okay, then.
Well, and also, how many times do we see it where stuff has gone down that has started, I mean, in the news, that started on, well, online? You know, I mean, like, oh, we just started going back and forth, you know, emailing, and then it leads to a...
I think women need to take initiative and start leaving. I really do. Because I get tired of seeing so many celebrities that I, you know, looked up to. And not saying that you have to look up to celebrities, but there are some women that I've always been like, she's an amazing woman. She would never go back to him. And they went back. And that breaks my heart, because then it makes it seem like there is no hope for a relationship that's loyal. And it's just whack.
I think it's, for me, kind of the same, but it's more of a marriage versus girlfriend-boyfriend kind of situation. Because I feel like when it comes to marriage, you make a promise, and there's certain thing, like, first of all, talk about things like this beforehand.
Right.
If I'm just your girlfriend, I don't owe you anything, and you don't owe me anything for being my boyfriend. So, but when it comes to marriage, it's a whole nother level on
but
that.
But do you feel like there's still a commitment, though? Like, with, like, okay, if my boyfriend cheated on me, I'm gone. Like, I mean, you have a commitment to me. I'm sorry.
Anybody cheat on, I'm... No, because my husband cheated.
What kind of cheat? Are you talking about, like, what he was doing?
I'm talking about physical, emotional, all of that. That ain't going to happen.
The fact that a guy just said what kind of cheating.
No, I'm saying, you're saying.
Like, there's, okay.
cheating, okay, umbrella. Okay. Mental, emotional.
Okay. So, that's all I was asking.
I just feel like, this is how, okay. No, I agree. Marriage is a whole nother level. But I do feel like when you commit to someone, when you tell me that you love me, there's something, you've now surpassed a whole nother level. And I think that our generation plays too much with I love you. Because I don't like to say I love you to people that I really don't feel that way. And like he said, I believe I love her about Ruby. How you gonna believe you love somebody? Do you either you do or you don't? And if you don't, then you need to get your bags and get out.
Well, he did say he'll always love her. He was very
The thing is, women allow it, though.
Because I was gonna say, actually, in this episode, she was okay. She was like, why don't you go back to your check? Or, you know, but it wasn't like.
Not even just Ruby, but even Camille.
No, that's what I was talking about.
He came in the house going in talking about some, if I get another woman, it's to help build a solid foundation so you can have help in the kitchen.
And she
just walked away and rolled her eyes and went to go flip that chicken.
Okay, and it served him anyway. Like,
you see, I didn't eat. But anyway, so he was like a little hungry. But I'm just sitting here like, you're sitting here letting this man talk to you like that. What do you mean if you go get another woman that's building a solid foundation? No, you're messing up any foundation that we could have even had.
And she's beautiful.
And I don't care what it is. If you're looking at another woman, you cheating. If you're looking
just
at
looking?
With lustful eyes, yes.
Okay, with lustful eyes.
If you're looking at it, you're not sitting on the internet. IMing women who's showing it's you stuff and internet thoughts. Dating or anything.
Right.
You're kind of like bringing that to fruition in your mind.
Absolutely.
Like, thoughts turn into actions.
Right. Yes.
Eventually,
the thoughts. I just wanted to clarify because. You know, some people.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about no basic general look.
Okay.
No.
No.
Not a general look.
You're going to walk around with your eyes closed.
Right. You know what? A lot of people, and I know we have to move on, but a lot of people think that, like, a lot of people are like, oh my God, I can't look at her because I'm going to. But I think you nailed it. The fact that you're thinking about
it. Dwelling on it.
It's what's in your heart. If lust is in your heart when you look at this person, then you're cheating.
In your mind, because what you think about most, you put so much energy to, it's going to.
Have y'all seen that J. Cole video with Kevin Hart? Or Kevin No Heart? It's called Kevin No Heart?
No.
Well, the whole premise of the music video is, like, it's talking about how obviously Kevin cheated on his wife. And he's struggling with being faithful because there's so many different temptations, like, going through his life. And, like, I do feel like they tried to humanize how men cheat and how we should feel bad.
It's not okay.
It's not, and I don't feel bad for you.
Like, normalize it.
I don't.
Like, it's okay. Like, oh, we should feel bad. Oh my gosh, he really loves his wife. You know, he won't do it again.
It's not okay. It's not okay. And Sean is messed up for trying to read your seer like that when you ain't nothing.
Yes. Oh. And I do want to move on. Sorry. No.
We can get on your seer.
I was a little.
Today is getting on your seer day.
No, we've been getting on your seer.
We were just on Sean, though.
I actually want to, like, defend your seer just for a second. Just for a second, and then we're going to
from that read that Sean gave him?
That's the read. That's okay. That was my segue, because I know we just went on Sean.
Anybody listening on iTunes who don't know what read mean, read is basically when you tell somebody off in a very
dragging
way.
For filth.
And petty.
Yeah, and you really petty. Yeah. Very petty. And we call it a read in our culture now.
Yeah. So
our culture.
I do want to.
Ain't nobody else saying it.
Oh yeah, no. Read, whatever. But Sean was like, look, I'm sleeping on the couch, but you sleeping on the couch because you have nowhere else to go. And he said, look,
He
said, I'm sleeping only because she mad at me.
Right.
And she was like, I know she calls me boy, but at least she's calling me. That hurt. And I know, like, him saying, well, I know that I act up, getting attention, but I'm here, leading on into that. I want to defend Yasir a little bit, because he may not physically be with Nuri, but his mind, I know Ruby's kind of...
He's way more mature.
He's a little bit more mature.
He's a man.
Just a little bit more mature. And his emotions took over at the end when he was with Nuri, and that kind of segue into our whole double standards of cheating. Bingos. So Yasir got upset with Nuri because she was, in moving response on to her door in the face, was it the right move?
And wasn't even really moving on, though, because she didn't want to go. Mm-hmm. She just went because it was something to do, and he wasn't around, and she hadn't heard from him. So I'm sorry we didn't see you chasing her car down the street. But at the same time, like, I guess I'm just trying to find the logic in how you feel, you know? And I know sometimes feelings don't have logic, but you literally closed the door in my face to go take care of your ex who kicked you out.
And never called.
Gee, you're tripping. Well, like, you're not even... I don't even think you're thinking straight right now.
Mm-hmm. On the outside looking in, we see this beautiful love story. We see that he is trying in a way. The reason he hasn't called is because he doesn't have a phone number. And, you know, he's dealing with this Ruby situation, and then they're back and forth. And then they're both trying to get in contact with each other. I'm playing with this little wrist thing. They're both trying to get in touch with each other on so many ways, but they just keep missing each other. But on the inside looking out, you see her...
Tripping.
You wrong.
SMH.
Yeah.
You are wrong. Like,
For getting upset at Nuri?
Yes, because at the end of the day, you just took a fresh start with Ruby, and then you're using that same fresh start term for Nuri. Like, you don't know which woman you want to be with. You got love for Ruby, but you saying you're in love with Nuri, but you playing both sides. And my thing is, you said you wanted to go home. Go home.
Okay.
But because Ruby said that you can stay here for another 6 weeks, you're taking advantage of that. So you're going to sit over there and you're going to be with Ruby and you're going to shut up and watch me go skiing. Because at the end of the day, you were wrong. You slammed the door in my face and I get to do what I want to do because you have no say so. You didn't answer any of my questions. Because you come over here with answers today to try to tell me your whole life story, I'm supposed to be okay?
Yeah,
no, it don't work like that.
But she did say she wasn't going to go skiing. So.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. He did say he was done with Ruby, remember?
See, I'm getting stuff started.
He did say he was done with Ruby.
I want to highlight on that, though. So, do you think that she would have... No. I really want to talk about it. Do you think...
I was like, how can I stir the pot?
Being the man, do you think that she should have held up her end of the promise with having so...
He didn't hold up his!
I'm just saying. Devil's advocate.
But does that mean that she can't hold up hers, though? Does that mean she can't... Just because he's in the wrong...
I'm trying to connect.
Does that mean that she can't be right and...
Do you think so?
I don't know. He made it tough on the everybody lean in.
Go ahead, Tanir.
You know what? I really, that was a tough one, you see her. I wanted to be with you on that one, but I was like, yeah, man, you can't be coming like after This, yeah. You know what actually reminded me? This was another situation, like kind of like the door situation. Like, mm-hmm. he wasn't really thinking ahead. Like, in the moment, he was acting. Like, with the door, so he's like, I'm going to just close this door in her face. Right there, he was like, I'm going to be mad because you told me this and this, and not really taking in, like, what
that's
did
hella
you,
weird.
What did I just
like,
do
how
to
you? Like, how do you catch an attitude and you're taking care, you're somebody's caregiver, another woman's caregiver. How do you have an attitude? At any moment, you could mess up the whole Ramadan thing and have sex with her. You live with her.
And
can you, but you're mad because I'm going away.
You know what else? I'm sorry to cut you off. You know, he had just had that big confession about, I know I'm not perfect and all this stuff. So I kind of felt like when she came back at him like that, like his pride was like, man, I was just laying out.
But
like,
she said
I wasn't,
that she would
I told you I wasn't good.
But that's his fault. Like,
well,
he's literally playing double sides. And he even confessed it. Yes, I'm using Ruby. But at the same time, you're doing more than using her. Y'all have history. You're having dinner with her parents.
Come on. You talk on
the phone with her mother. Yes. Your relationship is deeper than anything. So you even being there at her house with her is still temptation.
You got a child.
You can't be mad that she wants to go somewhere with somebody else after you did the
that
most.
Was kind of the way Nuri was in a way that I saw was like she was kind of calling him out on it, like, I know you just had this big thing and all this stuff, but no,
and
I'm not letting
did.
You get, I'm gonna still do what I want to do, you know.
And she did say, like, I love what you brought up. She said that she would handle it, and I'm super big in my relationship with my husband, and I talk about it. If I feel like I can't handle something, then I'll introduce you into the situation.
Okay.
I'll let you handle it. But you have to give your significant other the opportunity to handle it for themselves.
Exactly.
And if you can't respect that, then
you're
that's
insecure.
The first step of, that's yeah, exactly. That's the first step of compromising and having faith and trust.
Absolutely.
In your spouse and in your significant other. So.
And also, I just feel like that whole blow up was just so common. I feel like that happens so often. And I also feel like women so often have to be the bigger person all the time. And that's very tiring. Like, I'm not saying that one can't have the leadership role over the other, but I just feel like men always, not all men, I'm sorry, y'all.
You generalize.
You know, generalize.
All men on earth.
Just, she took it back.
They pout. And whine and cry, and even when they cheat, when they know they do something wrong, it's still your fault because you went on and moved on with your life. Real quick example, Sierra and Future. Boy, if you don't let her live her life with this new man who's giving her everything.
I mean, it's a lot like Sierra and Nuri. It, I mean, that's the
I'm saying,
the
and you sitting here steady posting stuff to my, oh, I'm trying to find real love. Well, talk to Sierra about it because she did. Yeah. And so, unfortunately, sometimes, man, you have to take that L. Take that L and move on, better yourself, and give better to the next girl.
I think, like men and women, like, if you're not getting what you need out of a relationship,
leave.
If you don't feel secure, if you don't feel...
And if you can't respect somebody the way that they're respecting you, because Nuri has literally been breaking her back. Stood at that coffee shop till, what, 4 a.m. or 3 a.m. waiting on him? Come on now. Like, I'm just saying, Nuri, girl.
Right.
The show
would have figured stuff out.
The show would have been over.
Information, pulling up at the crib.
Did she wait until 4?
She waited for, what, 2 hours at least?
Like, the 7 p.m., like,
when they had a
date.
She sat there, had a job, and knew what she had to be up in the morning, but waited on you, has been patient with you. You just told her you got a whole kid. You're going to be staying in this apartment with your ex-girlfriend for 6 weeks playing like you together because they got a parent situation or her parents are coming and it's going to break Ruby's heart to tell her parents that y'all not together no more.
I
so
just,
you're still faking.
I just want
still
to know
faking.
What's up with the baby mama just here. Like,
I think,
he
you know,
he's like
he said,
behind on his child support.
Girl. He said he was married once, so maybe that came from his first marriage.
Right.
It just gets
married
worse.
And divorced once. But, like, I just want to know what the situation is.
I want to know what it is, too, because he dumped all of this information on her and then just expected her to be so welcoming and open. Like, she didn't get 2 words in to even comment on anything. She has to process all of this baggage from you, and then you catch her attitude.
And she still said, okay. I will go handle it. Said, I don't even know you. I just knew your government name today. I'm going to go handle it. Boy.
Well, I'm interested, like you said, because we don't even know like what his relationship is with that. I mean, we know
with
it is with there's Ruby, there's Nuri, and how is the ex? I wonder if, you know, if something with Ruby went down and they
and
have...
wipe your I love you off my car. Wash my car while you're at it.
I think,
and you know
I think
what?
She's
going to
come in the picture at some point.
I think it's hilarious
up.
That Portia, you brought up how many times he said "I love you" in like episode two.
That's her whole.
And
thing.
I think that is so funny. And you mentioned, Rocky, that people nowadays use love so loosely. I mean, he told Ruby's mom, "I love you." He told Nuri that he loved Ruby, and he's telling Nuri that he loves her. Like, he's kind of throwing it around a little loose.
He's a user. And at this point, if you're throwing the love word around so much, I can't take you for your word because I don't know when it's true or when it's false.
Mm. Yeah. And he was saying, like, my son, he's my greatest creation. Yes, I'm using you, but I'm using you to make me a better person. And I think it's so
funny. But you're using Ruby for that, too.
Yeah. I think, like, Yasir needs to walk away. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yasir needs to walk away because Ruby is being petty too, trying to keep him. Like Yasir needs to grow some cojones.
But think about Ruby is she one of those people who literally has his balls in her hands.
Mm. Oh yeah.
Like at any given moment she could squeeze him and he out of there. At any given moment she can rub him and he's good. Like she controls him with her hand. Mm-hmm. Like no, it's just true. Like and he's eating out of that hand too. Like it's.
Mara mentioned that Ruby is the epitome or the example of real life women because there's so many relationships. Yasir and Nuri's relationship, that situation, it's while it's beautiful, I mean, let's be real, it's not that likely. But Ruby,
it ain't even a relationship at this point.
It's not. Well, this situation.
I met you. We went out. I spent the night. Bye.
It's more like a lustful versus love. But Ruby and Yasir, their relationship is kind of real life. I mean, that stuff goes on very often.
Real life. He knows her parents. Like she literally said that if my parents find out that I'm in LA all by myself, like. Your family knows that he's the only one here for you in Los Angeles. Like, you have nobody else but him. Mm-hmm. That's something so dynamic. Y'all moved out here together. He financed her move. Mm-hmm. And yes, she's carrying him now, but he's the one who got her there.
Yeah.
They have such a deep connection and a bigger relationship than anybody could see. Mm-hmm. So you can't just tell me that you got love for her. No, you're not taking care of her for no reason.
Yeah.
You actually love this woman.
There's a difference with growth in one another and then just knowing when to let go. And Mara said that too. She was like, you know, Ruby represents the real life woman who you build something with and
you lose
that connection. Yeah, it crumbles. Mm. You lose that connection and you just battle with moving the heck on.
I think women are easily manipulated too, though. And my dad told me this, men know exactly what to say to get into a woman's mind to make her do whatever she wants. Not all women, because I feel like you learn your lesson. Like, for me, some of this stuff is very high school. Like, I would have failed for some of this stuff. No, I mean, I'm being real. I'm sorry. Amara, I love you. But some of this stuff is something that I dealt with in high school. And then when I got older, I was like, I'm not. Like, I know the games now. Yeah. So I'm not going to fall for that anymore. So seeing this woman who's so established, has a strong family, fall for this man who
ain't nothing.
Not, I mean, because the thing is, like, they can grow together. Yeah. And I love that that's going to be the ending story of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it bugs me that Nuri has to go through so many emotional trials and tribulations that he's not. Because to me, she's sacrificing more. I'm sorry.
Do you think?
But it's so funny.
I'm a devil's advocate, and I want to ask you this because I personally think that women have a lot of power to control.
Well, no, we do, but I just think that men we don't know how to use that power to manipulate men the way, like, besides sex.
Some women.
Well, it's funny because when I looked at her, the fact that she had like you know, the three dudes, like Keith, and then she had the little boy on the show, like. It seemed like she was kind of playing the game, and then for her to kind of...
Yeah.
But she was honest.
Get fooled by the... It was kind of weird. You're like, oh, I thought you were kind of... You look like you know how to kind of manipulate yourself, you know?
She wasn't lying to none of them.
But then she got...
Yeah, she did. She's been honest with everybody, probably except Keith.
Right.
Probably except him, because she's trying to see where he fits in. Like, he still has this persona, even with Angela telling her, like, hey, choose him. He got a job. You know he working. Mm-hmm. He's a good guy. Blase, blase. So she has this persona of him, and so she's, like, straddling the fence. She don't want to cut him completely off, because she may be losing out on a good thing, but then she don't want to, you know, take him all the way in, because she still has love for Ysera.
She's not living with anybody. She's not in a relationship with anybody. Right. She's fooling around.
It's brain versus heart.
She's trying to definitely see what's going on. And a lot of Ysera's power derives from his guilt. Because he honestly said that there's a thin line between using somebody and really loving them. Mm-hmm. And he said what holds them together is the guilt. So he operates out of his guilt when he answers Nuri's questions. And he operates out of his guilt when he offers to take care of Ruby that morning when she clearly said, I don't need no help. I don't need anything. But it was the guilt. And he's like, okay, well, let me sweet talk her. Let me get her together, go to the bathroom, walk her out.
I hate that
so
part.
That I could stay here. You know, like, this is too much.
Ruby was so open, like, okay, give me, like, help me up.
Like
I
a baby.
That part. I cannot stand that part.
Yeah, she definitely flips a lot. Like, sometimes she's just, like, tough as nails. Like, no, get out. You know, right. And then it's like, okay.
Everybody flipping an emotion. That make me emotional. I feel like my emotions are skyrocket on this show. Right.
I think this episode focused a lot on a lot of people using everybody.
Yes, right. It's a power struggle.
And it was a power struggle.
Well, I think because nobody is stuck in one type of, like, oh, this person is only like this all the time.
Being taken care of too. Talking about I'm here. Like, she doing everything.
No, I just feel like nobody's transparent.
She deserved that bigger piece.
That bigger piece of chicken. All right. She said, I do everything, so I eat everything. That's right. Damn. You eat that meal that you cooked, you made, and you brought in this house.
Ysera was like, can I get some chicken though? He was like looking at both those plates. Like, dang.
Go get your 93 Geo out.
He can't afford that.
I love the 93 Geo. But how, like, the phone number being blown in the wind. I mean, there's so many things. Like, she misses the notes. There's so many little things that the universe is, like, just trying to tell
Because God said, nope, suffer.
Would you also sign?
God said, I don't like ugly. Nope, not for me.
Would you listen to those signs that they're getting? Because at this point, some people would just walk away and be like, you know what, it's not meant to be.
But they're ignoring the signs because they're not ready. If God is presenting something in front of you, the only way you can forfeit it is if yourself doesn't listen to what he's trying to tell you. Mm-hmm. If you're blocked, if you're literally paying attention to the stupid things and not paying attention to the signs that he's showing you. So if you miss those signs, you just out. Like,
well, they had that line in there, if you're not part of the solution, then you must be the problem.
Part of the problem.
Right. Yep. And if you're part of the problem, you missing something. You ain't ready to be a solution yet.
But blessings for you, Zara and Mary. I'm hoping for
No.
We might have to jump through the screen.
Damn, Corsa's ready to end the show right now. Like, I'm tired of Ysera. Okay?
I'm sick of episode five, show over.
I'm sick of them.
I know.
Like, people playing with my emotions. Don't do that to me.
I'm trying to figure out, like, if it should, like, hashtag go or hashtag try to make it work type of thing. Like, just let it go.
I mean, we're hoping it, because otherwise we wouldn't have the creations.
Yeah, we wouldn't have the
creation. We definitely have the show because we know they're going to work it out. But right now, at this point, they're not ready.
Yeah, Nuri.
And I don't want that for them.
Team fight.
I think it's a premature love affair.
Yeah. You know what? I look forward to whatever Mara is going to teach us in the end. I will say that. Because all of this is such a mess, and I'm angry. It is. It's such a mess, but
I'm,
like,
clearly angry.
I'm looking forward to whatever that big, like, aha is going to be.
You're looking for that end result. Like, that.
Right.
I think it's so important that this show goes through all of this stuff that makes us so angry, makes us so emotional, so flustered, makes us beat up our men and beat up our women.
Yes.
Because so many people look at that end result like, oh, I want to be married, and oh, I want
relationship
that.
Goals.
You don't know what we went through. You know what I mean? So a lot of people aren't willing to go through that piece. A lot of people would have gotten angry at Ysera and said, cut it, I'm going skiing.
Yeah.
But what are you really saying about, you know, what you're willing to work for? It will not to be easy. So.
See, and then you watch this show as a single person. You like, oh, I don't have time for any of this.
Different perspectives. Yeah, different perspectives.
I just can't do it. No.
That's true.
I know what I want and what I don't want in life. I know what I'm not about to put up with. And I know things that I can tolerate. And at the end of the day, your seared and did some stuff that I can't tolerate.
Yeah, and there's standards. And you got to stand strong with those standards.
Yeah.
Because obviously, like, and you correct me if I'm wrong, like you said, you have deal breakers, and then you have things that you're going to be like, if this happens, I'm going to be quite upset, but you know, I guess we'll be all
right. Yeah. I have things that I am willing to cultivate into something glamorous. Things that I'm willing to be like, okay, we can work through this. We can grow through this. We can learn so much by developing ourselves in this particular area. Yeah. And then I got stuff that you just ain't about to do to me.
Yeah, I agree. Just ain't about to do it. You gotta stand strong. But like, I know that we are like, I mean, we've talked about so much as far as perspectives, male versus female versus single versus married, dating, all of that. So I just want to remind you, short show, we can't talk about absolutely everything, but we can continue the conversation in the comments. So okay. If you leave us a comment, something that we missed that you want to highlight, we will continue the conversation with just you and you personally. So leave us a comment. And you can also leave us a 5-star rating on iTunes if you're listening.
5-star.
Duh.
But we, while we wrap up, I do want to, obviously, we're going to get into our Love Is segment, our special segment, but we want to give a Love Is shout out to our fans, our fan of the week.
Yes, indeed. I want to take this time to recognize Kamara Harrington. You basically took over the whole comments section last week, but we appreciate it because, yes. I mean, well, that's what we like for the fans to be putting in what they, their feelings, like how you guys feel, so... Kamara, you got the fan of the week this week.
Yes, thank you so much. We love our comments. But that brings us to our Love Is segment. So, Love Is, who wants to kick it off?
Love is emotional. And
she's like, that's it. Love ain't got nothing else to say.
No, I'm so serious. Love is emotional for me. This episode, I just like the roller coaster, the ups and the downs. Everybody is emotional. Like, even the way Sean tried to diss homeboy, he used his emotions in that. Yasir running after her at that car, he came out of an emotional state. And then his little blow up at the end, like, fool, you mean to tell me that you just talked to Sean about being a mature grown man and you throwing temper tantrums and introducing people as a brother and all this other stuff. Like, I just, love is emotional because I can't even go on about all the different points of where these emotions came from.
Yeah. I'm weak.
We just gonna leave it at that.
I'll say that love is a roller coaster. You never know how many twists and turns that you're going to go through and when it's going to take off. But just when it does, you just have to buckle your seatbelts and be ready for it.
Oof. Speak that to snaps.
Wow. That's what, well, I'm going to put it down like this. Love is keeping it 100.
Okay.
And my examples would be, first of all, Sean's wife or Camille. Yeah. You know, her, just when she was talking about the girlfriend, sorry.
Baby mama.
When she was just...
She went down 3 levels. I'm sorry. Just, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just wanted to clarify.
Just cohabitant, you know.
I'm weak. Roommate.
Hold on. We just canceled her 3 levels.
Hey.
Cook.
When she was talking about the chicken, you know, and she was like, I make this... I can't remember the exact thing, but she was like, I make the chicken, I'm going to eat the... You know.
Right, I do everything.
I do everything. I'm going to eat everything. I was like, dang. You know, and it was just like people checking each other this episode, I felt.
Yeah.
You know, and just...
Oh, that's why.
So it was like...
A battle of the sexes.
Yeah, just like everybody's just keeping it like 100 with each other, you know, and people's feelings got hurt, you know, but it's like, hey,
it is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jasmine in the chat said love is bipolar. LOL.
Lord, is it not bipolar? It's so funny. We got emotion, roller coaster, keeping it like all of this. But I think for me, from this episode, love is a journey. It won't always be what you expect it to be. And everything that you go through, you know, Mara said it in real life that her mom taught her that, you know, there are no mistakes. There's situations, people that come across, whether it be for, like my pastor say, a season, a reason, and a lifetime.
Okay.
But I think it's a journey you just have to take from each and everything that you go through and just learn to keep it moving. What you do with that piece of journey is up to you.
But okay.
Love is a journey. But with that, we have our news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, the news and gossip of our panel discussion today is we have a cute little throwback of Mara. We're going to have it up there. That's her. Aww. Look at her short haircut.
Oh, she looked just like Nuri.
I know. Well, yes. Nuri looks just like her.
We see it now.
She's out here cute. She posted this on her Instagram.
Hold on. Y'all think that's the house?
That's the house. Yeah, that's what I said. I'm like, it looks like the same color paint. Well, yeah, you know, minus the wallpaper.
Mm-hmm. This commentary. And like we said last week, the same person who cut Mara's hair is the same person who cut Nuri or Michelle Weaver's hair for the show.
I love it. That's crazy. I think it's so cute.
Like, and I do believe Michelle Weaver really embodies who she is, at least from what I'm taking from this picture. So I hope you guys enjoy
everything about it. That door is probably even the door that Sean snucky.
I am not going to do it.
I know we on news and gossip, but can we just quickly highlight how they break into houses for the weirdest
to go take a dump.
And she still didn't even tell he didn't tell her that. Why he telling her about her kids? We also broke into your house.
Right. If we being honest.
And boo-booed in your bathroom. In her personal bathroom, because I'm sure she has several bathrooms, but we went into your master bedroom and did what we had to do.
Wow. And that's so trifling.
Well, first of all, the fact that he really got comfortable in there. You know, it wasn't like, man, I'm trying to get out.
He was like, wow.
Stanking it up.
He was looking around. But anyway, sorry. I know we totally caught off guard there. But thank you. I love it. I love the throwback picture. That is so, so cute.
Appreciate it. He prepared himself for that ski thing because he saw the jacket while he's blowing up like that.
Oh, yeah. I'm weak.
He saw the jacket when they broke in.
He thought about it. Final rounds, predictions. What the heck
is going to happen?
Do we think?
And now...
It's gonna happen with this. I know we know the ultimate, but there's a lot of things that can go down in the midst of this journey,
right?
And what to the end result?
I like their little joke about it goes down in the IM.
In the IM,
right?
I said, come on.
Look at the writers.
Let's go, writers.
Being crafty.
You better bring the millennials into the conversation.
Foreshadow the DM.
They probably had to Google what an IM stood for back in the day.
But I mean, I didn't have one, though. I didn't have one.
You didn't have a...
No, I didn't have an instant.
Oh, I still remember. But I still remember my AOL name.
Wow. You know what's funny? I was wondering.
Fatty girl.
I never had an AOL.
Fatty girl.
Baby fatty girl.
Wow. 32. Everyone had to be creative. You know?
Outrageous.
My MySpace was Aries Baby.
Okay.
But why was Sean so trusting in the internet? I was never that. You know, he was like, nah, man, it's safe. It's the internet.
It's
I know.
That is so ironic.
I was like, what?
What do you think will happen with Sean? I mean, you said suck on Sean. Do you think, will he be a changed man?
Predictions? It'll be interesting. That would be interesting to see just maybe how that evolved, you know? Because I kind of felt like Sean did a little, like you said, threw a little shade at the end. You know, is that going to, that relationship might change? Or a little bit, because they seem
We seen the old two.
So they come back, but maybe it'll be something like, hey, man, why are you coming at me?
Right.
Okay.
So, I don't know. That'll be interesting.
I ain't got no prediction. They ruthless. Look, hey, these writers are amazing because they make me feel some type of way every show.
Excellent.
So it's like, I don't know what to expect because this has all blown up in my face.
I have a question then, or for you guys. So she goes on the ski trip. You think...
Hitting it.
Something's gonna go down. I mean, he already hit.
He already ready to hit it, but I don't think she's gonna go on a ski trip. Honestly,
she better not.
I think she really gonna look at him and let him know what's up because she's like flabbergasted. She's like has all this stuff on her brain in this moment, so she's gonna be like, just get out.
I'm that emoji.
Do you think that Nuri will say something to Ruby as far as like this whole 6 week thing? Do you think that she'll have
like the collide
enough
eventually?
Guts to be like, hey, look. We trying to work it out. Y'all need to... He can move in with me.
You know what? If they have a conversation deciding who a broke man can live with, you know what? I would be so disappointed.
Right.
Ain't that a word?
A man with no money... We gonna have this boy is mine fight, but he ain't got no job, no car, no money.
Next week's intro song is TLC Scrubs.
I don't know if he might be a changed man. He might be a changed man next time. But that's pretty much all for us this after show, dang. Y'all. Anything?
That was a lot.
I know, right? It was a lot.
Just like always.
Yeah.
But we can continue. Again, we can continue the conversation in our comment field. We'll reply. We love to see them. But to continue the conversation, why don't you let them know where you can find them?
Again, my name is Rocky Harris, and you can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV.
And I'm Portia Carter. You can find me on all social media at Portia Carter.
I'm Tanier Williams. You know, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Tanier W.
And I am Takira Shabray. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Takira Shabray. And I do want to give a final shout out to the 90s outfits this week.
I know.
We're keeping it strong. We'll post pictures on our social media. But I want to pay homage to my lovely friend Kadeem. Not really my friend. I just said that. But my Dwayne. So...
Dwayne.
She do look like Whitley.
You know
she does look like Whitley.
That's a look today.
It is a look. But anyway, thank you guys for joining us. We appreciate it, and we will catch you in the comments.
Peace out.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.